Live from the Jasmine Restaurant in lovely Bolivar, Missouri.
Jasmine. Did it got good,
yes,
right?
We should charge them for the, yes, we had a lovely waitress. We had a lovely waitress by the name of Olivia taking care of us. But she was, she's married, so it's, oh well.
Good luck next time.
Yeah. So, who else is on the line with us?
Nobody.
Nobody? So you're sitting there talking by yourself. I am so sorry.
Prepper girl's going to call in, but she's only going to listen.
Only going to listen.
So, what are we talking about?
I don't really know. I don't really know. Probably I'll hem and haw until we actually leave this place and are on our way back to Stockton. So. Yeah, Joe's paying for the bill right now, and then he's going to go hit the restroom. So.
Joe Mama.
Yes. And I'll put the phone on speaker, and you know, as we're driving down the road, he can interject and say whatever. So.
Till we lose signal.
Yes, and then you'll have to monologue again, I'm sure. That'd probably be a good time to do the Ron Paul thing.
Ron Paul Revolution!
Yes, Ron Paul is a filler. What a respectful thing to do.
hey, well, it's not really a filler for me, but, yeah. Ron Paul.
Yeah, I don't know how much the bill is, but it's a pretty decent place. So
cool.
Olivia told me that this place is usually packed on Fridays, but seeing as Valentine's is in 2 days, they're probably saving up their money to pack up on Sunday.
Valentine's, what's that?
Yeah, that thing where you're supposed to go on this date that you said LGB whatever.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. Oh, we won't talk about that.
You idiot!
Yeah, what's the matter with you, breaking up with a girl you just met just before Valentine's? Shame on you.
Well, she wasn't talking to me.
Yeah, I understand. That might actually become discussion material on our way home.
Well, actually, tomorrow or Sunday we're supposed to be talking about relationships, so we can go into that tonight.
Ah! Yeah, you had come up with the subject matter, and I just forgot what it was. What were we supposed to talk about today?
So might as well talk about Valentine-y stuff.
Valentine-y stuff.
Valentine-y stuff.
Yeah, another one of those heathen holidays where they worship the beating heart ripped out of the chest. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that live on radio?
Well, like my second wife used to say, I'll rip their heart out through their throats.
Hold on, I'm putting you on speaker. Not sure where I'm going to put you, but I'm going to put you on speaker.
Don't put me there.
Ugh. Oh, he's going to plug. Oh, it won't work. I can't plug into the headphone.
Yeah, your phone does not make a good butt plug.
Yeah, my phone's been broken. I can't plug it into the headphone anymore. Let's turn off the radio then. We won't listen to a loud phone.
Right. You didn't hear what I said, did you?
No, I just put you on speaker right after you said that. So repeat it for the benefit of the one and only listener.
Shut your door, will you?
Shut my door. I can't ride down the freeway with the door open?
No.
Okay.
I got a better phone if you want to call in and listen.
Yeah, we can call in with the...
We'll call back on another phone. We'll be right back. Go ahead.
All righty.
We'll call in as a listener, so you'll have the number recorded.
You did what?
We'll call in as a listener. This thing is not letting me do what I want to do. There we go. Option. Contact list. Yeah, well, I don't have it memorized.
Hey, guys.
Hello. I thought that was you. It shows up on the computer screen. Anonymous.
Ah, just the way I like it.
I figured. I knew that was you.
I think it's Pepper Girl. They can hear you.
I'm going to mute you guys and see if I can do that right here.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Joe.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you.
Well, not quite.
Happy
no, is it?
Okay, I'm going to need to be able to dial again. Okay, there we go.
We basically have everybody online that we had on the second podcast, okay, except for Lenny.
Who's on?
Joe Mama, David Ray, myself, and yourself. So far.
Yeah, I'm not hearing
and
anything.
Tamara?
They hung up on me.
Who what?
Can you hang up on that? You know, so we can.
Well, I could.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up on you.
It's gonna be easier to do. Come on.
There they go. They're retarded. They're going to call back in.
I'm putting you guys.
And then we're going to start the podcast with, it's screwed up right now. I mean, our beginning part is going to sound retarded, but it will. We don't edit nothing. All right. So she's muted. I can actually see you muted on this on the monitor. You don't have to say anything. So I'll just sit here and talk to myself while I wait for David Ray and Joe Mama to click back in. Maybe play some music. Play some music. Let's see here. Here we go.
Hello
again. Hey,
you're giving us music?
I need a filler.
Yeah, I like it. Keep it going because it keeps me going in here. I can start dancing in here while I'm cleaning.
I'll email you the song. All right, let's see here.
Right here?
Yeah.
I think that's the right Bluetooth.
Okay.
That's not the right.
Say something. Play some music.
Something!
There we go. You are now on car speakers. Truck speakers. Something. Say hello.
Hello, you're now on my Garmin.
Cool, is that loud enough?
I think so.
Okay, there we go.
All right, we now have a professional studio on the road.
Professionals at work. Yeah, we're working on our professionalism. We suck.
Music I like.
I'm sorry, what?
This is actually the kind of music I like.
Can you hear him okay?
Yes.
Apparently not.
You said yes. Okay. We can hear you loud and clear. Coming to you from the great state of Missouri in Bolivar, Missouri.
I'm sorry, what? I can't hear you over the music.
Well, I guess it's not a topic podcast, then is it?
This is our stupidest podcast ever!
We can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
Yeah, this is our official, unofficial podcast.
All righty. So.
Okay.
What does Prepper Girl wish to be called tonight?
She wishes to be muted.
She wishes to be muted, not referred to then. Okay.
Yeah, she's working, cleaning, and just listening in. So, Valentine's is coming up, and our official.
Yes, and he's on holiday.
Our official new podcast.
Even what holiday?
Valentine.
Even what? Manure?
Even.
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 Even!
Even. One of those non...
religious?
Non-biblically sanctioned holidays.
Right. Non-Christian. Whatever.
Right. That all the Christians celebrate. Oh, I heard a female voice.
Yeah. Oh, there she is. What just happened?
What just happened?
Computer's messed up. My computer.
I was on. I thought I
you
was
are.
Off.
Yeah, we're on.
I thought I was off. I always screw up and hit the wrong button at the wrong time or something.
Ah, you're always on. What is wrong with my computer?
It's probably the nut behind the wheel.
It usually is.
You should probably call it Genie. She'll like to think that.
Tell us what Genie you call.
I dream a genie?
Yeah.
Now, right.
That's just not the right age for show.
Cool.
True.
Cool beans.
She's only what, 60 or 70?
Mofo.
Something like that. You know we're not supposed to tell what women's ages are? How dare you?
Oh, I'm terrible.
What was that? I didn't catch that.
we're never supposed to, what is it, disclose a woman's age.
Oh.
I had a birthday this week.
What's that, baby?
Yeah, most
whose birthday was it?
Be known as younger than they are or something like that.
Well, yeah. I had an imaginary birthday this week. That's what it was.
I don't think they're listening to us.
No. They must have confused us.
What?
They're not talking to us anymore.
On Wednesday, I turned 29 again.
Hell, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, we had chocolate cake for him and everything.
Yeah, and Bill and Shirley, but we can't talk about last name.
Right.
Yeah, they just
have that birthday
over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Even a little warm.
I missed some of that music.
My computer froze.
Oh, it always freezes when I'm around. They always tell me it's frozen when I'm around.
Right.
Same old story.
It's all your fault.
Yep.
No, I think it's just the window that I have open. I got to try to get it closed so I can move forward. Stop asking me if I want to run the script.
So Sunday, the official podcast is Relationship Sunday.
Relationship Sunday, Valentine's.
Yeah. We talk about that heathen holiday where the whole objective is to rip that heart out, leave it in a bloody mess in the plate.
Sure.
We'll play a little cruiser, by the way, Dave. Are we talking about the pain in the past?
Yeah, probably. what's that club that that Elizabeth named for us?
Oh, over 40 and scared of women.
Over 40
because
and scared of women
because
I've been hurt too much.
Yeah. Over 40 and scared of women because I've been hurt too much. .com.
.com.
Yeah, I can resonate with that.
I think that's why you bought the domain site. It's domain name, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, I think I got this fixed.
Does he know that?
I believe he does.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were scared like this is making it up.
Well, we did.
All right, moving forward. So, yes, our new official podcasts are going to be Sundays between 7 and 9 p.m.
Sundays between 7 and 9 p.m.
Central.
Central time.
Yeah.
Central Standard Time.
So what would that be in TNT?
TNT Dynamite!
It'd be a different time zone.
Yeah, so what time would our Roslyn, France, listeners have to tune in at?
Singalawa, Singalawa, Ata. I have no idea. I can tell you the Western zones, but I can't tell you anything outside of that.
GMT?
Or whatever. Our planetary alignment, that's it. Or whatever you want to call it.
Colorado?
No, that's
Colorado. Colorado would be 6 o'clock Mountain Time.
Greenwich Mean Time. This is Greenwich English.
Oh, Greenwich English.
Yeah, they'll have to do the math. That's not my problem.
Your problem. Yeah,
not
you're
my
not
problem.
The host. You're not here. You're not here to dispense any knowledge or information. You're just here to host this silly little podcast where we talk about nothing and nonsense. And
speaking of which,
oh, I remember the subject we were supposed to talk about. The Petri dish Earth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
They've been out there. That's what happened.
Well, we got on the flat Earth concept with, what's his face, JD. And he was going on and on about how these different things constitute the evidence of us being a flat Earth. And David Irish was like, you know, what's the relevance of it all? I mean, what does it have to do with us? How does it affect us? I mean, are we like in a...
That's the point.
He was,
that's the point.
Right. And, of course, David Irish just said whatever came off the top of his head, you know, because he just kind of does that. But he just said, you know, what does it mean? Are we like in a Petri dish or something? And then Jerry was like, what do you mean by a Petri dish? And I said, well, it would make sense if that we would be in a Petri dish if we were being studied by aliens. And he's like, whatever, if you believe in that crap.
Well, you know, it kind of makes sense, though, if you think about it, because, you know, Petri dish, it's a disk with walls coming up off the edge of the disk.
So it's like
holding
a flat Earth?
Yeah, holding everything in, you know, and the theory I heard him purport to be, you know, is that Antarctica is this huge wall of ice that holds us in. Well, you know, there's your flat disk with walls around it to hold everything in. So, kind of like a Petri dish.
Well, the problem, though, with that is airplanes. Airplanes fly all over the world. Maybe not north and south, but they do east and west. How can an airplane fly clear around the world, east to west, and not run into the walls of such Petri dish or fly off the edge of the piece of paper?
Well, actually, I need to do some research on this, but somebody indicated that nobody flies over Antarctica. And I've heard reports of people who've flown over Antarctica, but commercial airlines just don't fly in that direction. So,
well, I understand that. the only person who supposedly flew over that is the one who wrote the book Hollow Earth.
Did he fly over the south? I know he flew over the north.
Oh, okay, my bad. Yeah, the north. I don't know my north and south poles.
And that's because it's flat. and according
right.
to his...
Oh, wait, there can't be a north and south pole if the earth is flat. So what would the north and south pole be? The north, oh, the north edge.
The north
south
pole would be the center, and the south pole would be everything that surrounds the center.
Wow. No, okay, but I wasn't talking about north and south. I was talking about flying east and west. You're flying along the equator. People do that all the time, every day.
Well, you
know,
have to constantly be turning.
The thing about the flat earth, that the problem would be, how does the earth have night and day if it's flat as opposed to being round?
Oh, that's easy. When the scientists are done for the day studying us in our Petri dish, they go home and they turn the lights out.
And then 12 hours later, they turn on. The only problem with that, though, is then the whole planet would have the same night and the same day. And
I know. I'm just playing.
I know. That's well, you know, his theory gets crazier. Because one of the big things about his theory is that the sun never sets. Right? You know, I watch it every time I watch it. It goes down over the horizon. I was down on the ocean for about a year. And all I had to do is watch the sun rise and set, pass over the sky. I had never seen it disappear off the distance. It always gone down over the horizon. And contrary to what he keeps telling me about it shrinking as it gets down near the horizon, it gets bigger. Now, I think it's actually a lens effect that causes it to get bigger, but, you know, visually it gets bigger. So,
right. Yeah, then it always gets smaller.
Right. Anyway, I've got some experience. I told him at one point that since he didn't seem to be willing to talk about it reasonably, that, you know, it was a strong indication to me that he really didn't believe it. So he decided he wouldn't bug me with it anymore. But I really don't mind talking about it. But, you know, you got to talk about logically. All right?
Well, really, logically, it just makes a whole lot more sense that the Earth's round because of the gravity, because of the sun, everything else, the way it works, the way the tide rolls in, because of the moon going around. It just makes a whole lot more sense for the planet.
Well,
my theory is, my theory is we're not surrounded by other flat planets. So if all the planets are around us are round, then wouldn't we be the same?
You know, it seems to me that, yeah, I mean, the rules of physics just suddenly changed for one body. Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Had anybody heard about Planet X, Planet 10, Planet 9, Pluto being the same size as a whole bunch of other planets out there at the edge of our orbital, whatever it is, but it's universe or galaxy. Anyway, that there's a whole bunch more planets out there the size of Pluto, and so they kind of want to declassify Pluto as a planet. I call it more like a moon or whatever.
Planetoid.
Have you guys heard about that?
Well, yeah, didn't they declassify one of the planets already?
I think Pluto is not a planet anymore.
Pluto or Neptune?
Pluto.
Pluto. All right.
Yeah, I've heard in the past that 1 minute it's a planet, the next minute it's not a planet. Or, you know, the next year or decade or whatever. So one decade is a planet, and the next decade they say, oh, it's not a planet. And the next decade they say, oh, let's make it a planet again. It's kind of
thing. I think
kinda
at
like
one time in history there was 36 planets. based on things that people saw up in the sky.
Wow, 36, that's probably more accurate.
The other things were UFOs.
Or they knew about Pluto and Neptune. So it was all based on, you know, where people classify as planets. So,
right.
I don't understand why can the moon not be a planet? The planet has to have Earth or not?
Apparently not, because Mercury apparently doesn't have one.
And it has to be a certain size for the planet? Or what makes a planet a planet? And what makes a moon a moon?
Well, that's like asking what makes a tree and a shrub a shrub. If a tree doesn't get if it doesn't grow high, typically, it's not classified as a tree. It's classified as a shrub.
Okay.
So astrology.
A moon has to get before it's a planet.
Well, all they did was they changed the classification. So if you want to define Pluto as being a planet or Neptune as being a planet, you have a perfect right to do so. You know? Yeah, nobody has to. You, but you don't have to listen to anybody else either.
Well, in astrology, the moon is considered a planet.
There you go. Well, yeah, and so are both of its nodes.
Well, no, they're not considered planets, but they're considered nodes. But yeah, the moon is considered a planet.
Yeah.
In astrology.
And then there's Chinese astrology. They have a whole bunch of reverse planets that they use.
Yeah, Chinese astrology is just weird.
I think it's accurate. Yeah, accurate.
It's somewhat.
I like
it's
better.
Off by a couple months, but...
For me, I like it more. It's one of the ones I enjoy the most, rather than regular astrology.
David Ray knows too.
But everybody is here. Why don't we say what everybody is? I'd be curious to see. I know you're a tiger. I'm a dog. Oh yeah, dragon.
David's a dragon.
Oops. Say that.
David's a dragon. What are you, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe's a dog lover.
I'm a dog lover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, you don't know what you're on in Chinese astrology, though, right?
I think somebody's being hit on.
No. No, I'm not hitting on nobody. I'm just curious.
That's not what I said.
I would never hit a dog.
I'm just curious what kind of animals we are on here. But I guess
why
are being
tigers
serious.
And bears?
Oh, my.
Why is tigers and bears?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep sweeping. Cool.
So, do you have a chart that gives the years? I mean, maybe we can figure out which year Joe is.
Oh, I can do that real quick. What year are you, Joe?
Let's see, 29, I would be 85, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I think you turned 29 for the 21st time Wednesday.
Okay.
So... Gosh, you gotta
get back
my age.
Not that I'm a witness to anything. I certainly wasn't there.
No, he wasn't.
I'm only going upon secondhand conversation.
They say you're
only 29. There you go. And I'm only going on hearsay evidence. So
you can always calculate your age by or divide your age by 12. Or I mean, whatever, and count 12 up from your year of birth, and we can figure out what you are without identifying your actual age.
I think that car is in our lane. Well, he's moved over.
For example, all right.
Now, that
rabbit.
Isn't exactly rough because then you wouldn't be, like they say, I'm a wood dragon.
We
if
don't care about that.
If you did that, say it's like 12, you'd miss out on that.
We don't care about that. Yeah, we don't care about that. We're just, you know what, it doesn't matter. We're supposed to be talking about other stuff.
No,
so,
Petri dish. Petri dish.
Petri dish. And also, I had another question I wanted to address, but we'll come back to that. 1 Corinthians, we'll come back to that, though. Or maybe we can hold that off till Sunday. But Petri dish.
No, ask the Bible non-expert.
Who's that?
The Bible non-expert.
Yeah, the non-expert.
Well, my question was, in the King James, it doesn't say love. It says,
charity?
Charity. So what's the difference between love and charity, and why did they change it to love in the New Testament?
I think charity is closer to the correct definition of the word. But it is a form of love that you're supposed to have for one another. But it's not like passion for a man for a woman. It's that spirit of kinship where you care for one another.
Right.
It doesn't have to do with, so in the King James it's translated charity. And so that's a closer, more direct, more narrow definition.
Right.
But you need to go back and look up the Greek and see what they used, see what that word really means. And there's lots of examples where things get translated badly because, people like to work in their own opinions for one thing. So.
Right. Well, I never really interpreted 1 Corinthians to be talking about a relationship specifically between man and woman. It was just general public knowledge, community information that we should be doing for the whole world. But one could apply it to their relationship. Because that would be, part of the community.
They talk about Christian charity or Christian
charity,
love.
Right.
But charity gets misinterpreted because then they think, we're supposed to give handouts. And that's not what it meant either. So.
Right.
Somebody probably came along and said, love would be better. That doesn't mean handouts.
Right, because if you love someone, you would actually give them a hand up, not a hand out.
If you really love them, yeah. You wouldn't give them something that would hamper them. You'd give them something that would help them get on their own feet.
Right.
So you wouldn't ensnare and trap them with freebies.
Right, which goes to another topic I thought about talking about. I was out foraging today. Oh, by the way, I picked up some chicks while I was out foraging.
What'd you pick?
I picked up some chicks.
Some chickweed?
Yes. Yeah. I figured you probably would figure it out.
Yeah.
I found some chickweed. Down here in Atlanta.
Yeah, chickweeds have long legs.
Oh, yeah. They got some long stems. Chickweed's really good. What else is chickweed good for besides weight loss?
it's very nutritious, and it's one of my favorites. It's an excellent substitute for lettuce.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, too. It's really good. Depending on the soil it's growing in, of course.
The one that told me it was good for weight loss, it's like, well, that explains a lot, because for the longest time, I couldn't lose that last 20 pounds.
I learned that from David Irish, so.
Yeah, I can't see the lines back. I just eat more chickweed. Yeah, I get fat in the wintertime, because there's no chickweed.
I'll show you something that's available.
I did notice, though, that yarrow is starting to sprout up. It's been warm enough in this area. So chickweed should be sprouting up pretty soon around here, unless we get a really sharp cold snap.
All righty. Chickweed.
Question.
Answer.
What would you guys do with a black widow if you saw one?
Honestly,
kill it.
Remove it and put it somewhere else, far away.
I'm just kidding. Put it in a petri dish and move it. Relocate.
Not kill it?
Well, I probably would kill it personally.
If you're kind enough to relocate it and such, I commend you, but to be honest, I'd kill it on sight.
Yeah, anything that's dangerous and harmful, you know,
you
really don't want it around.
I mean, it does have its place in this world,
okay.
But I, you know.
Okay. I hate it. I have like a bad, like a karma feeling about killing something like that too, though. I mean, like a brown recluse. I'm sorry, that's a different story. They're goners if I see them, because I have issues with them. We have a little battle going on. But a black widow.
Black widow just is bad.
Well, you know, if you're willing to relocate it, I commend you.
No,
all
the
right?
Problem is
I don't hold
there.
It against you, but for me, I'd kill on something just like I would a rattlesnake.
He's in a bad spot to be messing with, and I don't like the eebie-jeebies thinking about it. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for y'all's advice on that. And I don't know what I'm
going to do. Well, I tell you what, if you put some tea tree oil in a spray bottle with some water and spray it on him. Peppermint and tea tree oil. That'll probably kill it, and it'll still be natural.
Okay, peppermint and tea tree? You think it happens quickly, or it takes a while?
Well, pretty quick. The peppermint will burn it.
Ew.
And a tea tree is a corrosive. But I made a fine oil. I have a fly oil that will kill flying insects, and I think peppermint is the main ingredient.
I think it's a bad karma to go in and kill it. Ah.
No, well, not anything dangerous.
Okay.
You know, it's not going to think it's bad karma to kill you.
Hmm.
So that's my theory, you know. If it's going to bite me and kill me, I'd rather kill it first.
That's true. All right, thanks.
No problemo. Chickweed has high in silica, which I forget what that's good for, but that's good for a lot of things. Oh, well, silica is good for lining the intestinal walls to help keep you cleaned out. Keep garbage from sticking to your colon. Let's see here. It's got some other stuff I don't know what is. Flavonoids, those are good for you. Chickweed is rich in minerals, copper, iron, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. Chickweed is also good for the skin, good for skin irritations and itchy skin.
so you could probably grind it up into a liquid or just rub it on if you have skin issues. But yeah, its main thing is that it's for weight loss, unless you're just like eating it and not exercising maybe. But bananas are good for bodybuilding, but if you eat bananas and you don't work out, you're going to get fat. Get fat! Hey, called back in, but they ain't got no signal.
Did you know that the only bananas that are supposed to be really good for you are the ones that are spotted? I didn't know that until recently. I thought the yellow bananas were the better ones, but actually they're not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like bananas, so I don't really eat them.
Yeah, just to put it out.
Well, every banana we get up here, they stick it green before it leaves, and we have to wait for it to ripen. It does not taste the same as truly ripe banana.
What's
right,
that?
We need to be eating what, pawpaws?
Yeah. Missouri bananas would be pawpaws. And I think that also goes for Texas. Don't they have pawpaws in Texas?
I believe
sure.
so.
I have one here that's
yeah.
a baby that's growing.
There you go.
Yeah,
pawpaws are native. Pawpaws are our native banana.
Ah.
My potassium, like banana, just has the consistency of an old rotten banana.
We're
not I'll catch y'all later, okay? I'll catch y'all later, okay? I'm leaving.
All right, party on.
Okay, talk to you later. Have a nice weekend.
Don't fall off
the edge. Yeah, happy holiday on Sunday, whatever that thing is.
Valentine's. Every woman's favorite holiday.
Should I back out?
Do what?
Should I back out or wait until you move?
No, go ahead. Get on out of here.
Get out of here. I don't
see where you're at anymore.
We're directing traffic.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Valentine's.
Oh, good. I got my jacket with me. It's getting colder.
Yeah, it's winter still.
Well, it was warm today.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's cold again. Yeah, I noticed that it's both the coldest and the hottest day in the last couple of weeks.
So I didn't do half bad foraging today. I found chickweed, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. So the spring is coming a little bit earlier than ours.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Let's see, I found some chickweed, I found some wild onions, dandelions, of course. I took a picture of a dandelion and sent it to Lori with the text that said, I've been trying to get her to eat dandelions for a year. She sent me a text back and said, LMAO or whatever that is, and she said, no, real big with exclamation marks.
Flower heads sauteed in butter and garlic are excellent.
Yeah. So I found some of those, some wild onions, some wild lettuce. Not a lot of wild lettuce, though. But there's a lot of pine trees here for some reason in this spot where I'm at. There's a lot
pine
of pine trees.
Trees.
Yeah.
Pine trees.
I think I have my vitamin C for the week. I don't want diarrhea again. Yeah, don't eat too many rose hips at once.
Well, you're supposed to be
good for.
That's called bowel tolerance, and what you do is you keep eating that amount, but you back off on the amount a little bit. So,
what's it good for?
Well, it's vitamin C, basically. Rose hips are high in vitamin C. They got a lot of other nutrient factors.
Rose hips are better than oranges for vitamin C.
Also, if you can get the extract from the seeds, the rose hip seed oil is really good for your hair. So, of course, a lot of women already know that. But rose hip seed oil is a fixed oil, carrier oil, and it's really good for your hair. And if it's good for your hair, it's good for your skin usually, too. Rose hip seed oil. It's definitely good for the skin.
Okay.
But it can be a challenge to extract the oil out of it. That's a lot of work. You need, compress? I forget how that
is. I have no idea.
I have no idea either. I just buy the stuff already made. But yeah, rose hips are really delicious and nutritious. Great source of vitamin C and other nutrients.
Okay.
But I couldn't find any of those today. I actually would have eaten some if I found some. I just went and ate like 200 of them again, though.
No, only 199.
Something. Just that. I think I wouldn't go over like 100 personally, but probably wouldn't even come close to that. I'd probably eat like a dozen and say, okay, I'm good. Moving on.
Yeah, the rule of thumb is eat until bowel tolerance and then, back off.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because I made several trips. I was like, oh, man. I'm surprised I made it through our last podcast.
Yeah, you hit bowel tolerance, honestly. You went right through that wall.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. But if I didn't go inside the truck stop to go to the bathroom, I wouldn't have realized they were playing the game, and I wouldn't have caught the last 3 minutes of the game.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
But it doesn't
Big
matter
game.
Because you're no longer, that's no longer your girlfriend.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's your LGBS.
I have a question.
What?
Kind of backing up to the pine trees.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to mute.
Yeah. She never was officially my girlfriend yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just talking.
Yeah.
Still.
Can y'all
hear me? Hey, this here fortune cookie says you are a person of culture.
What was that?
Oh. He said his fortune
cookie. And it said you are a person of culture.
Oh, yeah?
It didn't say what kind. So I guess redneck culture counts.
Yeah.
Redneck culture counts.
Can y'all hear me out here?
Yes,
no.
I can hear you.
Cause
no,
I'm
I can hear you.
Where
are you
at? Maybe. You can hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you fine.
Because I just wanted to ask a question and see what you guys thought about a pine tree.
Pine trees.
Very delicious.
I've heard that the roots go deep, right? So it's a less likely tree to go down in a storm, right? Like they hold themselves pretty well. But I was wondering, what would you guys do? If you had a beautiful pine tree that was really humongous, I mean like probably a couple hundred years old, really tall and big by your house, but you're worried, you know, some people, they don't like trees so close to their home, you know, because if they fall, I mean, their house is done for, right? Would you guys cut it down if it was so close to the house, or would you keep it there if it was a pine tree, if it was a hazard, if it fell?
If it's a hazard, I'd remove it regardless of what it is.
Nope.
It has to be a pretty rare and valuable tree for me to, you know, and then I'd figure out some way to make it not a hazard anyway.
Okay. That helps. Then.
Yeah.
So you would
I would trim it according to arborist specs, not more than 30% of the foliage, shorten it down, and I'd leave it there.
That's not a bad idea. That way you don't actually kill it.
Right.
Yeah, there's two variables.
Take 20 or 30% of the foliage off of it.
Okay.
And you definitely need to shorten it down, and you need to make the cuts proper for it to heal.
That gives me a different thought about it, so thank you for that.
Yeah, the two variables that I use is if it's growing into my sewer or if it's growing into my foundation, I get rid of it. Otherwise, I'll just trim it back myself or leave it alone.
It's a pine tree. It grows really fast. It has soft wood and soft roots, so it's not typical that it would do damage to sewer and stuff because it's such a soft tree.
But it could fall in her house because it is a soft tree.
It could fall on the house?
No, it's a strong, soft tree, though. It's flexible. It gives. It's not like an elm tree that snaps.
Oh.
I mean, it's a little more flexible. It's got all that goo and tar, and it's got a little bit of a flex and bend to it.
Oh, that's right.
Not like an elm tree or a walnut tree. They're both brittle.
Right. Huh. Good info.
So. Yeah, trimming it would probably be your best bet.
And if I can't trim it, then the next best bet is to cut the sucker down. Or no?
How far away from the house is it?
Not far, probably 10 feet.
Oh, 10 feet? I don't know, I probably wouldn't worry about it.
What's the diameter through the middle at the base? Like 3 foot off the ground, how thick is it through? If you took a drill bit and drilled all the way through it, how many inches or how many feet is it?
The diameter?
Yeah, the diameter, not the circumference, the diameter.
Probably 2 feet or a foot and a half at least.
You can wrap your arms around and touch your hands on the backside.
No, Oh, no.
No?
In fact, me and another person on the other side, we would just be kind of probably a little bit stretched out, reaching each other. It's
no, you're talking about the trunk, the base of the tree, not the...
Like
3 foot up from the base, you know, not where the crown comes out on the bottom but and the roots, but basically where it starts to trunk at you, on you, which is about 2 or 3 feet up from the bottom.
It's probably about 2 feet in diameter or something.
About 5 foot in circumference, roughly.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not really that big a tree, really.
No, it's...
That's
what I'm
asking about, so it's not really that big a tree. It's probably not, but about 50 years old. Okay?
No. This one's like 300 years old. No, I have trees out here that are 300 years old. These are so humongous.
What kind of pine tree is it?
It's at least 200 years old, I'd say. I don't know what kind of...
Is it a redwood?
Probably not. I wish it was. But it's big. It's huge. I have the biggest. I have huge trees out here that are several years, 100 years old. They're just humongous. They're big. They're tall. You know, they're big in diameter. Like, you know, I don't know exactly, but they're so they're pretty.
Is it over 100 foot tall?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Because the ones out there in California are like 350 to 400 foot tall.
Yeah, this is not that tall, but this is going to be, I would say, just looking at it right now, roughly, it's probably, you know, pretty close up there. This one is at least 100 feet taller, tallish or so. It's pretty tall.
So
it's probably should be, you know, trimmed down properly so that it doesn't catch so much wind in a high wind.
Yeah. Yeah, because the winds are what scare me the most. When it comes, because maybe it just breaks in half. Or if a lightning hits it, how do they withstand lightning pine trees? Are they flexible with lightning, or do they don't snap, so they're a little better than the other trees with lightning?
But just about any tree that gets hit by lightning has a chance of exploding.
Ew.
No matter what the tree is.
Yeah. I guess so.
Boom!
Okay. All right, well, thanks for that. Something to think about.
Sure. I don't really think it's that big, and you know, just trim it up, you'll be fine. Have somebody trim it for you, right? You could probably get an arborist trained tree climber to trim it for like $100, just leave the brush on the ground.
Okay. She went back on mute.
Sorry, I was in the house. I had a kitty cat talking real loud there. Yeah, except for the limbs are way high. Even if you get those really tall ladders to hit the first limb, you have to be like on the roof of the house. They're like way up there, the first limbs. So it's you got to be somebody that knows how to climb a tree to get.
Yeah, you got to have arborist climbing gear.
Yeah, you got to pay somebody to do it. Because I ain't going to do
lion
it.
Lion or a tiger.
I'm afraid of heights.
You might be able to barter somebody to do it.
And barter. Yeah.
They barter somebody off of Craigslist, trade them something you've got to say want.
No, that's probably not such a great idea for me, but thanks for the thought.
I've got all the climbing gear and stuff to do that kind of stuff because I used to do it.
Around here, I don't know, I guess people barter more in some areas than other areas. They should do it more in every area, but I don't know about bartering around here, bartering.
Like, what's the largest town you're next to?
What state are y'all in? Are you in?
We're in Missouri. I'm in Missouri.
Are y'all all in Missouri?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of a bartering place, Missouri. Everybody's like the type of bartering type people around there, right?
Well, they don't barter down in Texas?
Yeah.
No
bartering, Texas?
No, out here they just do garage sales and want money for it.
Well,
they want to get what they can for it as much as they can.
Money.
No money.
Well,
no money.
Just if you have a garage sale, just put a sign up that says, I'll let you trim my tree for $25. Pay here.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And you can have the tree trimmings for free.
Don't free wood. You cut it yourself.
Before you know it, I have a whole line out there.
Yeah. Everybody wanted to pay you to trim your tree.
That's right. I don't think it's a good idea. But, yeah, it could be.
But tell them you'll throw in the brush for free if they want it.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a cat on the roof. Look at that.
Okay, I'm going to go. I got some other calls to make. I'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. How's the skies out there? Is it clear? Can you see the stars?
I can see the moon.
It's clear out here. It's nice. Is the moon smiling?
Is the moon smiling?
It is here. It's just a perfect
I think it's chuckling.
It's snarkling?
Chuckling.
Chuckling.
Yeah, I think
it's
laughing.
Yeah, it does look like a little bit of a chuckle, doesn't it? Yeah.
Look at all those little people sitting out in the cold in the dark.
Retards.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
like me, no heater fan.
What?
I got no heater fan. Oh. Man, this podcast is over at 9.
Yeah.
I might have to bail 15 minutes early so I can sneak in the woods to get a cash back thingy.
Cash back thingy. Oh, well, we can end it early anyways because it's not our official podcast.
True enough. And if we haven't caught everybody by 8:30...
Yeah.
Honestly, I think we should do the Ron Paul thing Monday.
Yeah.
Monday morning.
Well, actually, he does the recording on Sundays. And he says
yep.
It's Monday, so Sunday works.
There you go. Okay.
So if I do the Ron Paul deal right now, it's going to be the same one that we listened to Sunday.
Yeah. But we always commented on it without an informed opinion. All right. There you go.
Well, none of our opinions are... Most of our opinions are not first-hand knowledge anyways.
True enough. True enough. And none of us are really making sense out of this, that, or the other.
Right. It's all a figment of our imagination anyway.
Yes.
We're not really here. We just think we are.
Well, we are really here. What the problem is, we think there's a there. And there is no there. Everything's here. And we think there's a then. But there isn't a then. Everything's now. We think it's over there, and we think it happened then, but really, it's here, and it happened now. That's, you know.
But do you have first-hand knowledge of that?
No, the theory could be completely hogwash, but... If Einstein's correct about the theory of relativity and the way things are to an object that's moving at near the speed of light, then to take it to its logical conclusion, for a light beam, the universe is flat in its direction of travel, which means it arrives at its destination the same moment it leaves its source. So to it, there's no distance whatsoever. And if there's no distance to its travel, it arrived instantaneously. So it takes it no time to get there, and it traveled absolutely no distance to get from point A to point B. But to it, all things are in the same place, and everything's happening at the same time. And if that's true for anything in the physical universe, then it has to be true for everything else. And this... perception of time and this perception of space is all an illusion. They just
you know, if it's true for light, then all this time and space doesn't really exist. We're just imagining it.
Interesting.
So.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
Why would it be scary?
This is.
We're already in eternity then.
What?
We're already in eternity then. A lot of people are worried about salvation. Well, right there points out we're already saved.
No, it kind of feels like that's where we are already.
We're already in eternity. We're with our Heavenly Father already. It's just
right.
We got our blinds on. We're only choosing to see part of reality. It's like the horse that has blinders on its eyes so it can't see the snake in the ditch.
That's true.
Right? So we've got blinders on. We don't see the rest of reality. We just see this one small portion, and we're looking. We've divided the now into an infinite number of segments, and we're experiencing each segment separately. And we're experiencing each part, every location in the here separately. When they're really, we're in them all right now anyway, but we're only perceiving a portion of it. So it's all an illusion.
We're delusional.
But as Kano points out, do you have first-hand knowledge of that? No, I don't. The theory could be completely wrong. Einstein could have missed the mark, which is a strong possibility because he stole his theory from a woman who was born two generations before he was. And I forgot her name. Yep. Well, he may not be the one who stole it, but they credit him with having discovered it when he didn't.
Nice.
It's information that is 40 to 50 years older than when he supposedly came up with it.
So what was her name?
I can't remember. I wish I could.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll give people something to do some homework on.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Homework, always a good thing, right?
Ah, oh, yeah, I'm always doing homework. Like right now, I'm working on, the next video audio that I have in my sequence of educational material is Success Secrets of Albert Einstein Documentary.
Success Secrets of a Thief and a Charlatan. Oh, wait a minute. Of Albert Einstein.
Well, he didn't steal all of his ideas, did he?
Well, that's pretty much the main one. And one person pointed out that he had part of one of his equations backwards. And so he didn't even have the math right. It's almost like he memorized something, but he memorized it wrong.
Right. Interesting. Well, they teach us all kinds of other things in school that aren't true. Why wouldn't that be any different?
Bingo.
Like, the Civil War was fought over slavery.
Yeah, it most certainly was not.
I know, right?
Well, it was, actually. It was fought over slavery.
But it wasn't the blacks. It wasn't to free the blacks.
It was to enslave the rest of us.
Right. It was slavery of the U.S. dollar. What's the other big lies that they taught us in school?
It was ultimately to end private slavery and to institute public slavery.
Right, by the New World Order.
Yep.
So what are the other big lies that they taught us in school besides, Christopher Columbus was the one who discovered America.
Yay.
Yay. On Columbus Day.
No, he was just a poor stooge of the chosen to break up the trade secrets of all the merchants who were already coming over here.
Right. And then, let's see. There's a whole bunch of lies about the Native Americans that they taught us in school. I don't remember all of them. I just remember that there was a lot.
You mean the one where they were all environmentalists from the start?
Probably.
Yeah, that's one of them.
I know that in reality there were good tribes and there were bad tribes, and some did right, some did wrong, and they fought just like every other nation fights other nations.
Well, you know, human nature is human nature.
Right.
It is kind of funny,
The other lies that they taught us was that the world was round. and that everybody used to think that the world was flat until Christopher Columbus came and discovered America.
Yeah, it's really a cubic hyperboloid.
Yeah.
A what?
Cubed. It's like Cube Town. You ever see Cube Town?
Cube Town. Is that sort of like Minecraft?
Yes, actually. Although I find Cube Town a lot more interesting.
I remember reading Flatland when I was a kid.
Flatland?
Flatland, yes. That's a... Hello?
Yeah, somebody left. Probably,
Okay. Flatland, that was actually a science fiction written, I think, in the 1800s. Possibly earlier. And it was, the author wrote it specifically for the purpose of explaining multidimensional space. And so he wrote about this fictional place called Flatland, where everything was only two dimensions. And he explained that if you were to take an apple and drop it through Flatland, they wouldn't see an apple. They would see this amorphous shape appear out of nowhere, get bigger for a while, and then shrink back down until it was only a stem and then a spear.
Interesting.
All right. They would be something that just wouldn't fit their sense of physics. And if you were to speak to somebody in Flatland, they wouldn't see you necessarily, but they'd hear your voice. You could literally talk from above them, and it'd be like you were talking inside their head. And what he was suggesting is that there could be four or five or six dimensions intersecting our three dimensions. So, you know, and he'd explain things like what a knot would be in two dimensions and
how doors would work in two dimensions and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's all Greek to me.
Yeah, I don't think it was written in Greek, but it could have been. Honestly, I think it was written in English. But then I might have just been reading a translation.
Right.
I do not know. Yeah, that's a good book to look up, Flatland.
Flatland.
Yeah, you might actually be able to get it on audiobook. Don't know how to do the diagrams in audio, but...
I don't think that would work. Don't know, Kimasabi. I think I'm going to go to bed early tonight.
It is approaching 8:24.
Yeah,
did
it's 9:24
all our callers per se?
Yeah, all our callers dropped off.
All right.
It's just you and me now.
All right. I know this is private business, but basically I'm going to make an attempt to go get another load of wood tomorrow and start cutting it up.
Bonus.
So.
You got the wood splitter back together?
Yes, and working. And, by the way, all that oil we poured into it, it wouldn't have fit if the splitter had been fully retracted. And I really wish I'd had a container with me to catch all that oil that came spraying out. About 3 foot into the air. when the cylinder was pulled back.
I think the whole gallon
went out and onto the ground. It's like,
That's what I was thinking. We put 2 gallons of hydraulic oil in that chamber, and it was all going to come squirting out once we compressed that cylinder.
Yep, and that's what that little hole is punched in there for, because I bet you that cap has popped off before under pressure.
Oh, right, yeah.
And somebody figured out, hey, if I just poke a hole in this thing, I don't lose the cap so often.
So don't fill up the hydraulic reservoir while the
cylinder is out.
Right.
That is our important tip of the week for all you wood splitting jockeys out there.
Newbie.
They use a hydraulic splitter.
Yeah, all you newbies like us.
Yes, yes. Who laid our hands on a beautiful 34-ton splitter that will actually cut through wood sideways.
Yeah, it is nice.
Who needs a chainsaw when you can cut sideways across a log?
Yeah, I still prefer cutting old-fashioned ways, though, just so I get the practice and... I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to do it all day long, but, you know, start out doing it the old school.
Well, yes, yes. And as we learned recently, get your hands on a, I can't remember the brand name. This is not an advertisement because they're not going to pay us. But, what was that splitter that I showed you?
I don't know.
All right, give me a second. I'll tell you the brand name. But it was a beautiful wood splitter.
It has a lifetime guarantee, and it's light as a feather. You can work it with one hand and still split wood accurately and cleanly. I gotta find where my toy is hidden. It's the same brand name. Here it is. Fisker. Yeah, get yourself a Fisker splitting axe or hatchet or whatever, you know, splitting axe, whatever. As I recall, can't quote me on this though, but as I recall, they have a lifetime guarantee on them. And they are light as a feather. And you can literally split wood. It normally takes both hands. You can do it with one hand. I know, because I was out there splitting wood while some lady talked to me for an hour on the phone. and the phone had to be in one hand while I was splitting with the other.
What's that other one, the one that we got, the one that I had to go buy?
That was Mintcraft. It's pretty good. But it's a typical splitter. It's just basically a heavy splitting head. Splitting maul, basically.
Splitting maul. I think that's about personal.
Yeah, it's got a good heft to it. It's nice weight. But it's nothing compared to the Fisker. The Fisker's real light, and it'll split through things that the Minecraft won't. So,
Well, not the Minecraft.
Minecraft.
I'll have to pick one up.
$60, though. You might be able to get it cheaper in your area, but unfortunately, we only have overpriced hardware stores and the Amish to buy from around here. So, they take advantage of it.
Kansas City. I'm always going through Kansas City.
There you go. You might find one cheaper there. Yes, don't let those Amish take advantage of you. What, the clean, wholesome Amish people? Who eat junk food and let their chickens eat their own manure and...
Disgusting.
Yeah, not the chicken manure. Their household manure.
Right.
Then they eat the chickens after they've been eaten. Yeah.
We're not buying their eggs anymore, by the way.
You have to know which Amish you're buying from. Some are clean and wholesome, but just because they're Amish, the great majority of them are pretty damn lazy about their health. And about cleanliness, you know.
Cleanliness, what's that?
Yeah. I mean, they may take a bath and they may do their laundry and their clothes may be sharp and clean and stuff like that. You know, they might even wash their dishes and such. But if you're eating something that's been eating your own shit, yeah, that's not really good, you know. So,
nope.
Yeah, I'm no longer impressed when somebody says something was Amish made.
Well, yeah, that's because we live around them. We know what they're really like.
Yeah, they sound real nice until you get up close. Well, that's like the dream of the Native American being an environmentalist. Like,
what about the Indian princess?
Oh, yeah, a dime a dozen, aren't they? It's like they had lots of royalty among the Indians, right?
Actually, I'm talking to an Indian princess. Hey, we could tell Jeff I found the Indian princess.
Yeah, the one and only Indian princess ever in the world or in history.
She's my princess.
Oh, so you changed your mind. You're going to go on a date.
Oh, yeah. No, well. I didn't know because she wasn't talking to me. She left me in the dark for a week. Drove me freaking insane. But now we're talking. She was just going through some stuff and whatever. So we're talking. And
yeah, I kind of tried to tell you that. You know, she's got shit, too, that she's going through. And you're new.
I know.
You don't really have any
history.
Yeah, you don't have history. You don't have any right to her personal life yet.
Oh, so,
you know, that's not quite the words I'm looking for, but, you know, you're just not, you know, you haven't known each other that long.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything was good, and then all of a sudden, nothing, and I had no clue what was going on. So, you know, when somebody just kind of all of a sudden shuts you out, you don't know what's going on, you kind of are left guessing. So I was tripping. But anyways. So, my load picks up tomorrow. I'm going to take it up to Chicago. And then I don't have a... I'm not taking a trailer to Kansas City. He's having me just drop the trailer there in Chicago. And Bobtail to Kansas City. So I told her, I says, well, because I'll be running across 36. From Chicago, or you know, drop down 55 to 36 over to I-35, and that runs, you know, like less than a half hour by her house. So I said, and I'm planning to be in Kansas City Tuesday and Wednesday. So I was like, I just threw it out there. I was like, just didn't know at this point whether or not, you know, we were still good, bad, or ugly. So I just threw it out there and said, you know, I'm going to be dropping my trailer and Bobtail to Kansas City. I'll be passing through there Monday. And then I said, you know, I can stop Monday and visit on my way to Kansas City and then come back Thursday and Friday on my way back to Chicago. If you want, let me know.
Here you go.
Yes. In big caps, all caps. Yes. And then she said, so, yeah, we're still good.
Or at least you're not as bad as you thought you were.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't really want to talk about it too much on the air, so.
Nope, don't blame you. As a matter of fact, I think we went too far with it already. So, anyway, with that, let's leave everybody on bated breath and say goodnight.
Yes, but on a good note, it's going to be a happy Valentine instead of a depressed Valentine. So, it is a happy ending story, nonetheless.
Yes. I was ready to kick your ass if you showed up here Valentine's Day.
You're an idiot!
You're an idiot!
Yeah, I'm an idiot. So anyways, so it's a happy ending. So far, so good. And so that's good. And we're astrologically compatible, and that's good too. So... I communicated well, even though I was tripping and stressing. Happy, joy, joy. Happy Valentine's, everybody. And catch us next time at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about
and
everything.
And we have 7. Sunday at 7. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it. Sunday at 7. Every day. I mean, every day. Every week. I'm tired. And next one will be Sunday, Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Sunday.
Where we'll talk about probably everything but Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. And as I understand, the subject is relationships.
Relationships.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, relationships.
Short of having my heart ripped out of my chest and left on a plate all bloody and bleeding. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, everybody, pretty much everybody's been heartbroken.
All right, goodbye, folks.
Goodbye. That's all, folks. All right, bye.
Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, revolution. Brothers and sisters, it's time to get together. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, revolution. All the brothers and sisters, it's time to get together. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, evolution. All the brothers and sisters, it's time to get together. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, revolution. All the brothers and sisters, it's time to get together. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, evolution. All the brothers and sisters, it's time to get together. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, revolution. Run, Paul, revolution. Run,